Psalm 23. I was praying about what to preach this morning, and then the last part of those verses came to my mind. So I said, well, I prayed about it on the way to church. I said, I'm going to preach on Psalm 23. I haven't really studied it out this morning, but I pray the Lord will give us some thoughts as we look into His Word. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. May we pray. Our gracious, loving Father, may You open up the Scriptures to our hearts this morning. Help us to rejoice in the things of God. Thankful that we can be here this morning and sing praise to Your name and glorify Your name. Whatever we do in word or deed or thought, may we do it to the glory of God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. As you look to this psalm, you know, you think about David, the shepherd. David was a great shepherd of the sheep. He was a young man, and he took care of the sheep. And as you think about David, he was a type of Christ, and his ministry was pointing to Christ as the great shepherd of the sheep, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, David testifies in some occasions that he had to kill a lion and kill a bear to protect the sheep. And then as we get into the Lord Jesus, as we're going to see how He's our great shepherd and how He's protect us from the lion, not a physical lion, but the spiritual lion, which is Satan. So the first thing I want us to think about it in this verse, the Lord is my shepherd. The day, the blessed day when God gives you the assurance that Jesus is your Savior and your shepherd. Paul says, I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. Beloved, Jesus is going to protect us all the way home. All the way. Sometimes we fear that we're going to fall by the wayside. But if you fall by the wayside, there's somebody there to lift you up. It's your great shepherd who protects His sheep. You know, I love John chapter 10. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Beloved, we know the shepherd's voice. It may be an inward voice. It may be an outward voice through the preaching of the word. God speaks to us in various ways. But the thing is, Paul knew in whom he believed in Jesus Christ. And he went about preaching that Jesus was the Son of God. Our shepherd is not only our shepherd, He's the Son of God. As we think about that, the Son of God is our shepherd. Not only is our shepherd, He's our high priest. We have a high priest over the house of God, Jesus Christ. Over the assembly, over the congregation. Think about congregation. Church means congregation, assembly. It refers to a group of people assembled together to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the high priest over His congregations that are scattered all over the world. And we can take comfort in that, that Jesus is our high priest. He's also our mediator between God and man. There's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He's interceding for us. As I preached a few weeks ago on Christ being our advocate, when do we need an advocate? When we sin. That's when He runs to our rescue. He runs to our rescue. Because that's when you need Him to appear in the presence of the Father for you, pleading His blood and sacrifice which was shed for our sins. He shed his blood for our sins. You know, David, as the type of Christ, fought beasts, wild beasts, protected the sheep. But think about your shepherd for a moment. He was willing not only to protect you, he was willing to die for you, his sheep. Willing to die for his sheep. Our shepherd so loved us, who loved me, Paul says, and died and gave himself for me. Think about that now. Forget about everyone else. Think about you. Jesus died for you because he loved you. That's the shepherd that we serve. That's the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, as it speaks about in Hebrews 13:20. Beloved, Paul said the love of Christ constrains us. I've noticed in my own life, there was one time in my life when I went through a divorce and went through these things. I was a young man. I quit going to church. I quit reading the Bible. I quit doing all these things. I just kind of got into a state of didn't care. But do you know, later one day, maybe 6 months later, the Lord spoke, it's like the Lord spoke to my heart. Son, what have I done to you? The Lord had done nothing to cause me to do that. He still loved me. When I realized he still loved me, it broke my heart. And I said, Lord, forgive me. And I started going back to the house of God. Because I realized his love hadn't changed. You know, we may get mad at each other and speak one minute and not speak the next minute because we're changeable. But you know, even through all my backsliding and going through that trial of life, Jesus still loved me the same. Who loved me and died and gave himself for me. And who knew that before he went to the cross. Just like he knows all your sins and all my sins, but he was willing to die for those sins, knowing them in advance, that we would abuse his love. Oh, beloved, what a great shepherd that we have. A shepherd that loves us. A shepherd that shed his blood for us. A shepherd that gave his life on our behalf. A shepherd that says, Father, I have lost none of my sheep, and I'll raise them up at the last day. That's the hope you and I have of our loved ones and ourselves. That if we die in a near future, which if the Lord tarries, we will be resurrected with a new body one day. Because why? Jesus loves us. You can say, Jesus loves me. What a precious truth. Isn't love one of the greatest gifts we share in this world? Everybody wants to feel loved. Everybody. I don't care who you are. But everybody wants to feel wanted and feel loved. We're made like that. God made us like that. And Jesus loves you and me. For God so loved. You know, Jesus wouldn't have came into the world to die for us if the Father hadn't loved us. As I said before, all the things that Jesus did, dying, suffering, he did it according to the will of the Father. He didn't do something the Father didn't want him to do. He was doing the will of the Father. He says, I come to do thy will, O God. He came to do God's will. So this morning, can you say from your heart, the Lord is my shepherd? If you can, praise his name. That's the greatest gift on this side of eternity, to know that you pass from death unto life. That Jesus is not only your shepherd, he's your God. He's not only your God, he's your high priest. He's not only your high priest, he's your advocate with the Father. He's not only your advocate, he's the mediator. Paul says he's all in all to you and I. Every need that you have is met in Jesus Christ. That's why he says in the next verse, and part of this verse, I shall not want. He's all sufficient. Can you think of any need that you have that Jesus cannot supply? He said, my God shall supply all your needs according to the riches of glory through Jesus Christ in Philippians 4. My God shall supply all your needs. How? Through Christ. And it says also over there that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Beloved, we have treasures laid up, Brother Dave. Laid up for us to enjoy. Can you imagine someone walking around going into garbage cans looking for food when he's got $1 million over there in the bank? You know, we act like that sometimes. We walk around eating scraps when we get the spiritual food, unsearchable riches of Christ that we can feast upon, live upon, and yet we eat the scraps around us. Shame on us. Why eat the scraps when you've got a table set and spread that we can feast on the things of God. This is talking about spiritual things. I shall not want. I shall not have any need that God cannot meet. It says God shall supply all our needs. Do you believe that? What is your need this morning? God says, I will supply your need. I get lonely sometimes, like I say, missing mother. God says, I can supply that need. I'll give you tears to wash it away. You know, God says, there's the song, God washed away my tears with tears, washed away my sin with his tears. He washes it away sometimes. He lets us cry and miss someone that it relieves the hurt. Nothing wrong with crying, beloved. You miss your loved one, you miss your mother, your father, you miss your brothers, you miss your wife or husband. God allows us to cry. For what purpose? To help us move the grief. Because then he shows us, child, they're in glory with me. They're in glory with me. And that helps me rejoice when I think about that. My mother's with the Lord. Sister Parker's with the Lord. Others who have died, Sister May, Brother Albert, and others who have died, they're with the Lord. Brother and Sister Williams, with the Lord. How many in this church we know they're with the Lord? Brother Jones, Sister Jones, they're with the Lord. Sister Lorraine, with the Lord. Hallelujah. We feel sorry for them. No, I feel sorry for me. I'm still here. You know, I don't want to rush it, but at the same time, I'm looking forward to that blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. That's our hope, beloved. Verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Isn't it wonderful when you read the Word of God or you go to God in prayer and you confess your sins and you're laying in that green pastures, feeding upon God's Word, and the blood of Christ is cleansing you from all sin, and there's nothing there to disturb your peace because Christ has gave you peace unspeakable and full of glory. It's wonderful to enjoy the green pastures that God has prepared for us. This is one of the green pastures right here in the assembly, in the preaching of the gospel. It's a pasture for you to come to feed upon, to feast of the heavenly manna that God gives us through the preaching of the word. When Brother Dave and Brother Roger and myself, we preach, we're preaching to you in the green pastures that you can feast upon these things, spiritual things. We have spiritual blessing. The unsearchable riches of Christ is what we feast upon. There's one story I can never hear too much. That's the old story of Jesus' love. It's like meat and potatoes. I never get tired of meat and potatoes, you know. It's like hearing the things of God. You'll never get to the point, well, I've heard that all my life. Listen, you'll want to hear it more, like that song, more and more and more. Tell me about Jesus and his love. Beloved, that's the way it is when we're in green pastures. We need to take time in our busy life and start going into those pastures and feast upon the Word of God. And Brother Dave said in the morning, we need to take time to pray and to have fellowship with God the Father, where our families are at, where our brothers and sisters are at, where our friends are at, where our church members are at. He leadeth me beside the still waters. God leads us. We sang that song, God leads his dear children along. God leads us. One author says, God leads, he don't push. God leads us gradually. He knows we're sheep. He leads us gradually. God is leading each one of you this morning, maybe the way you don't know. But God knows how to lead you out of sin, out of temptations, out of trials. He can lead you back to those green pastures, Brother Dave. And that's what he does. Shepherd loves us. Not just when we're born again, not just when we call upon the name. He loves us when we fall into sin. And he's concerned. You say, nobody cares for my soul. Yes, there's one that cares for your soul because he died to prove it. The Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what touched my heart years ago when I was only 20-something years old, when I realized that I'm sinning against the love of God. That broke my heart, Roger. When that hit my heart, I realized, why am I sinning against God who's done nothing against me? And that changed my whole outlook on everything, and I went back to the house of God, and by God's grace, I've been there ever since. But it's wonderful when God leads you beside the still waters. And I believe that's time in our lives when God gives us that peace. It passeth all understanding. Maybe you're praying about a particular thing, and God gives you peace about it beside the still waters. There's so much could be said on these verses. Still speaks about being calm. Isn't it wonderful when your soul is calm and at peace in the Lord? You're confessed up with your sins. As far as you know, you're not doing anything in disobedience to God. As far as you know, you're trying to live the Christian life by the grace of God he's given you. That's the calmness, stillness of the still waters. It comes by yielding to the Lord. Yielding to the Lord. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When that's manifested to our conscience, we are enjoying this calmness of the still waters. Verse 3, he restoreth my soul. That's what he did for me when I was a young man, 23 years old. As just mentioned, got away from the Lord, quit going to church. God, 6 months later, restored my soul. Because he loved me. And died and gave himself for me. I didn't know then what I know today, but the Lord hadn't left me. He was in control of everything. And he brought me to my knees to show me he never changed his love. He loved me in spite of how I was living. He loved me. He loved me. And that's something when it gets to you. That's one of the things that can give you the strength to keep on serving God and being faithful is when that love is manifested to your conscience. How can I sin against such love? A person who loved me so much. He restoreth my soul. How many times have I had to get on my knees before the Lord and said, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. That's a restoring your soul, the fellowship. We lose our fellowship. We don't lose our salvation, but you can lose your fellowship with the Lord. And how do you restore that? By confessing to God and say, Lord, forgive me. Restore my fellowship with you. Bring me back to those green pastures so I can feast on thy word. Because you lose your appetite for the word of God when you're living in sin. That's true of all of us, not just some of us, all of us. We lose that calmness, that peacefulness that we have knowing that we're serving God and being faithful. There's blessings in serving God. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. How do we walk in the paths of righteousness? By taking heed according to his word, Brother Dave, his word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. As you follow the Lord's word and you obey it, you're walking in paths of righteousness. There's no other way to do it. And when we don't obey the Lord, we're not following the Lord, we're walking in paths of unrighteousness. And remember what God says, whatever you do in word or in deed, in thought, do it all to the glory of God, the glory of Jesus Christ, who loved you. And died and gave himself for you. The trouble with us, with myself, I'm a selfish individual, apart from the grace of God. And we all are. The root of all sin is selfishness. I want my way. I'm like that. So I know you're like that. No one can say there and say, not me, I'm not like that. No, we're all like that. By the grace of God, we all would be selfish all the time if God didn't give us the strength and grace not to be like that. The Holy Spirit is the one that helps us overcome ourselves. Greater is He that's in you than He that's in the world. The Holy Spirit helps us to overcome ourselves. That's why Christ taught in His teaching as a shepherd to His disciples, if a man will follow me, let him deny what? Himself. Your personal feelings have to be put aside when it comes to following the Lord Jesus Christ. All of us do that. And that's the struggle I have in my life. Are you willing to bring every thought into subjection to Christ? It says that in the book of Corinthians. Every thought is to be brought to the obedience of Christ. And I can confess by experience, that's difficult. That's a warfare. That's where you really need the Holy Spirit. You really need the grace of God when you try to bring your thoughts into subjection to God's Word and let God's Word rule your thoughts. And this is all involved with the Lord, that shepherd. For His name's sake, everything is for the sake of the Lord. Why are you here this morning? I pray it's for His sake. He commanded you, first of all, if you're a child of God, not forsaking, as Brother Dave mentioned, you're assembling yourselves together as a matter of some is. Because He commanded us, that's why we're here, for His sake. Who meets in the church? This is a presence sometimes you forget. There's a special blessing in the congregation when we meet as a congregation to worship the Lord. He's here in our presence in a special sense. Out on the street, we don't have that special. This is only as the congregation meet. He says He walks in the midst of His congregations. He's here in a special way. And He blesses the preaching of the Word through the Holy Spirit. For His name's sake, what are you ever doing, word or in deed, to the honor and glory of God? If you're doing something, and if I'm doing something, if I can't do it for the honor and glory of God, I shouldn't be doing it. Now, I'm speaking as a believer, a follower of Jesus Christ. If I'm doing something that doesn't honor the Lord, I need to leave it alone. Because if I don't, I'm going to lose that green pasture, feeding. I'm going to lose that calmness of my soul, and I'm going to be disturbed in my conscience. So there's a blessing in being obedient to the Lord. The next verse, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. We're walking, beloved, in a sense, even today as believers, through the valley of the shadow of death. Death can take us at any moment. You can be home at the table having dinner or lunch in a few minutes and drop dead in an instant. We could be on our way home and have a car wreck and be gone in an instant. We're always walking through the valley of the shadow of death in our life. Always. That's why we need to pray for protection. Our going out and our coming in. Lord, be with me. Watch over me. Protect me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. That's where our problem is. We fear. This isn't to fear God is a blessing, but to fear evil and to fear the world and to fear Satan in the sense of it disturbs our peace. We don't want to have that kind of fear. We want a godly fear. To fear God. I will fear no evil. Now here's the reason why. For thou art with me. Can you name a moment that God's not with you? That's why you don't have to fear. Who's in control? God's in control. Even though we may be living in sin, but remember, the one who's in control knows how to deal with us as sons and daughters. And when we get out of His will, He would chasten us. And He knows how to do that perfectly. And he's had to deal with every one of us in this congregation, no exceptions. He's dealt with each one of us. And if you examine your own life, you can go back in your life and see how God has dealt with each individual here. Why is that? Because he loves us. God chastens us because he loves us. He knows what we're doing is going to harm us. It's going to hurt us. We're losing our peace with God. We lose that calmness. We're not feasting upon the Word. So he chastens us to bring us back to those pastures, those green pastures. He chastens us so we come back and he gives us that calmness of our soul. What a blessing that is. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You know, he said over in Hebrews, I will never, three negatives, forsake thee. I will never leave thee. What an encouragement. Never. Never means never, Brother Roger. Well, what about if I backslide? He said, I never forsake thee. But he didn't say he wouldn't chasten you. See, that's the key. God never forsakes his children. He loves us all the way to the day of redemption when he's going to resurrect us. Having this confidence that God has started a good work in you, we'll perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. He's going to perform that. He's going to take us home. But during that period of time, when we get out of his will, he chastens us to bring us back to that peace and joy of the Holy Ghost. What a blessing God is. God is so good to us. How can we sin since a great God? It just shows the depravity of our hearts, beloved. Even sometimes we say, boy, I've arrived. I'm really grown as a Christian. I'm really there. Then all of a sudden, boom, you get knocked down so fast you don't know what happened. Sometimes we forget how depraved we really are outside of the grace of God. All of us. We stand daily in need of the grace of God. The keeping grace of God. Keeping us. We're kept by the power of God unto salvation. Ready to be revealed in the last day. God is keeping us and protecting us. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. God is always preparing food for you and I that we need spiritual nourishment because our enemies are constantly around us. We feast upon Christ to give us strength to resist the devil. We feed upon Christ to give us the strength to resist temptation. He's prepared that table and we're constantly coming to that table of spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. We're always coming to those unsearchable riches of Christ. We have that table set if we sin, if any man sin, we have an advocate. There's the table, he is an advocate. If I need to go to God in prayer, we have a mediator. We go to God through a mediator. I'm not holy enough to go to God the Father by myself. I need a mediator. So do you. We go through Jesus. When I sin, I go to my advocate, and as my high priest, he sprinkled my sins. They're all gone. Oh, hallelujah, what a Savior we serve. In the presence of my enemies. Beloved, believe it or not, we are in Satan's territory here. We're not home. Why do we have such conflict when we go out into the world? Because this is Satan's territory. USA is Satan's territory. The government of America are under the control of Satan himself. Russia, China, all of these ungodly nations are under Satan's control. That's why the world's in chaos. It's building up for a climax one day. Beloved, we need to walk close to God because we may go through some great tribulations before Jesus comes. And I say these things to encourage you to stay close to God. Stay close to God. Because there's going to be some things come upon us like we've never seen, I believe, in the near future. Thou anointest my head with oil. my cup runneth over. That's a special blessing when God anoints you with the Holy Spirit and gives you that peace of God that passeth all understanding. Sometimes, don't you just feel such joy as a Christian. You feel like singing and praising God. You may feel like David. You want to dance in the Lord, dance in the Spirit, you know. And you feel like that. You say, what is that? That's God's Holy Spirit anointing you with blessings from on high. You may be cast down. All of a sudden, you wake up in the morning, you're singing praise to God, and you're singing hymns, and you're just rejoicing in the things of God. God has blessed you with His presence. I need that more often in my life. I don't know about you. It's a blessing. I listen to music basically all the time at home. It lifts up my soul. That song I told you about, I Want to Thank You, Lord. I love that song. I want to just take time and thank the Lord. How long has it been since we gave thanks to the Lord? Every day, we need to get on our knees and thank the Lord for all His blessings to us. All His blessings. My cup runneth over. That's when special preaching sometimes, reading the Word, meditating, it feels like God just fills you with so much joy, you can't contain yourself. Now, that don't happen all the time, but there's times our cup runs over. He just keeps, you know, He says, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. Sometimes I say, Lord, fill it till it runs over. You know, I want the joy of the Lord in my heart. But it comes, it says, the joy of the Lord comes through believing. The more you believe this book, the more joy you'll have in your life. The more you disobey this book, the less joy you'll have in your life. That includes all of us. No exceptions. My cup runneth over. And I know David's experienced this, and Roger and myself. When you read the Word of God, and all of a sudden it just opens up. David's mentioned that, and Roger has. Just said, boy, I didn't see that before. That's a blessing. And you just it just seems getting more and more, and it just opens up, and it opens up like a rose. How beautiful. God is filling your cup till it runs over. We need that as preachers. That way it gives us the strength and the grace of God to preach those things which has blessed us so much. If you don't receive, you've got nothing to give. So congregation, pray for your preachers. Pray for us. Because if you want us to give you something, God has to give us something. He has to give us His Word and joy into our hearts so that we can preach that to you. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It said goodness and mercy is going to follow you and I all the days of our life. Rejoice. You know, Jesus told His disciples, rejoice not because the devils are subject unto you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. You can also rejoice because goodness. When we sung that hymn, the Lord has been so good to me. God promised that goodness would follow us. And mercy shall follow me. What do we need every day? Mercy. I do. I have to go to the throne of grace and find mercy and grace to help in time of need. Hebrews chapter 4, 16. If we don't take advantage of that, we're missing a blessing. Surely goodness and mercy. Can you look back and see the times? I'll just mention one. When Christina had that car wreck, how God prevented her from being killed. That was a blessing. That's goodness. Was following her. And mercy that she wasn't killed. That's just one example. All of us have things we can mention. God's mercy and goodness. Look back in your own life and say, boy, I just escaped death here. I just escaped death there. That was God's goodness following you from the moment you're born until He takes us home. God's love is, we have a great shepherd. The great shepherd of the sheep, He's called. A great shepherd. We're under shepherds of the great shepherd. Shall follow me all the days of my life. As long as we live, God promised you and I that goodness and mercy would follow us. Ain't that a blessing? I'm grateful for that. Goodness and mercy is following me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, this is the house of the Lord at the present time, the congregation of the Lord. But one day we would dwell in that eternal home. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions, and we're not so what I told you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. Beloved, we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a blessing that will be, Brother Roger. What is your destiny? Your destiny is to be with the Lord forever, forever, and forever. And enjoy that peace. Just think about it. No sorrow. No tears. No pain. No suffering with cancer. No heartache because of our loved ones. No heartache because of sicknesses. No heartache because of financial disappointments. No heartaches because our children are not serving God. No heartaches because we're not serving God at times. We will be home at perfect peace with God. There's where we're really going to enjoy the green pastures. I believe the Lord himself will teach us in glory. And we'll have that calmness, the still waters like we've never experienced in heaven. I'm looking forward to that day. Are you looking forward to the coming of your great shepherd? Remember, the one who died for you is also your judge. And your judge says, you've been delivered from the judgment to come because he delivered us from the wrath to come. That's the great shepherd. I know I only said a few things this morning. I hope a few of these thoughts might encourage you and strengthen you in your walk with God. Take time with God. In my own life, I get so busy going doing this and doing that and doing this that we don't take time. We give God the scraps that's left over at night. Try to give God more premium time in the morning or at noon or before you get wore out and you're so tired you can't hold your eyes open. You say, Lord, bless me this day, and go to sleep. Rejoice in the morning when you get up, singing with the Lord, giving praise. David prayed 3 times a day. Daniel prayed 3 times a day openly. God, help us to be more like that, Brother Dave. More prayer, more prayer. And for you who are going through struggles and trials, just let us know and we'll pray for you. You don't have to tell us. You can just raise your hand sometime and say, pray for me. I'm going through a battle, a spiritual battle. And I think we all are to a certain degree. There's not a person in this congregation that Satan's not after. No one. No exemptions. He's not a racist. He affects everyone. 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 White, black, brown, no matter who you are, he wants to destroy each individual's walk with God, especially Christians. Take time now, this week. Give thanks to your shepherd. For dying for you, for keeping you, preserving you, and loving you in spite of your sinfulness and my sinfulness. May we pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, who loved us and died and gave himself for us. Lord, we just want to stop and say we love you, Lord. We love you, Father. And we love you, Holy Spirit, for loving us and providing so great salvation on our behalf. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and ask these blessings. Amen. Does someone have a song in closing?